Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
We're doing very well. Very well indeed. Always makes it easier after a win.
Usually after a win, guys are more cooperative, but I'm cooperating with you no matter what.
I see. That's a great point, and I love that enthusiasm. I wanted to talk a little bit about, and we can expand on both of these players, but they weren't technically back-to-back plays. But at the end of the first half, Kalen Carson breaking up the pass to Bowers to prevent a touchdown, and they ended up kicking a field goal, which meant at the half it was 24-9. And then in the first drive of the second half, Bland with the breakup once again on Bowers on third down for a 3-and-out. I felt like those two plays essentially sealed the game. I realize it's early, it's a 2-score game, there's lots more football, but both of those cornerback plays on either side of halftime I thought were ginormous for this win.
And did you think it was significant that they had corners covering Bowers?
I mean, that tells you a lot about the respect level right there, huh?
Exactly, exactly. And that was one of the things I think I noticed during the game. It's like, all right, we're not leaving this up to linebackers to run with him or bring a safety down in the box to cover the tight end. We're going to use our cornerbacks. And, yeah, awfully, awfully significant. And, you know, I thought that was one of the things that got lost somewhat in the game, that Kalen Carson played every snap on defense, 100% of them. I think it was 60.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. And everybody was, you know, we all talked about all the other guys coming back in kind of a six-pack, right? And it's like, well, let's not forget Kalen Carson, because they kind of, after he was healthy and ready to play, they kind of moved him in a little bit on special teams, a few plays here, a few plays there. And the next thing we knew, he was the starting corner along with Bland when they just had two corners on the field. So I thought that was pretty significant. Not only that, but he played at the level he played and kind of reminded me of what took place at last year in training camp when Dak Prescott nicknamed him Seatbelt, right? He had an impressive training camp to make the team, and then it seemed like once he got hurt, tried to come back after that, and he just wasn't the same. And if I remember correctly, he had off-season shoulder surgery and, you know, missed the majority of the off-season workouts, and then finally got back, got into training camp, and then he had another injury. I think it was a knee. But it was almost like adding somebody to the team without a trade. getting him back on the field.
Since you mentioned Kalen Carson's nickname of seatbelt, do you think it's still weird that sometimes they tell you on the airplane how to work a seatbelt? Like, you made your
wear demonstration.
Yeah, you were smart enough to buy the ticket.
It might be somebody's first time.
And they don't know how a seatbelt works?
Some seatbelts are different. Kevin, you know, I mean, we literally have to have this is hot coffee on
right.
somebody's coffee at McDonald's so they don't spill on their lap and sue people.
Yeah.
You want me to give you a better one? When we go to San Francisco for the home games,
uh-huh.
and you go in the bathroom and you go to the stand-up urinals.
Yeah.
There's a sign on the wall in front of you,
no.
and it says, "Portable water, do not drink."
Oh!
I wasn't sure.
I thought they was going to say don't sit, but
I did too. That
they didn't tell people don't drink out of the toilet, Kevin.
I think it would be.
I laugh every time I see that in Santa Clara.
I think it'd be hilarious if some guy next to you was like lapping up the water and you had to tap on the sign for him.
Yeah. You know, hey, excuse me there. You're not supposed to drink that water.
It says right here on the sign.
It's potable water, I think is what they call it.
Oh, man.
That is amazing.
I don't know how.
I
forgot my other football question.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know how we transition, but I'll try. Damone Clark waived. Perrion Winfrey activated. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about Clark's time here and then also the rotation that you might see at the defensive tackle position?
Yeah, it was kind of a strange career because they drafted him. I think he was maybe it was a later draft pick because
yeah.
he was coming off that serious injury.
Yep.
You know, he got ready to play maybe halfway, three quarters of the way through his rookie year. And it's like, oh, they got something there. And then the next year, if my memory is correct, maybe that's when Van Der Esch got hurt. And he ended up going in, and if I remember correctly, leading the team in tackles. And then last year, he sort of, they were using him, but he kind of disappeared. And then in training camp this summer, I thought he played decently. And, you know, they were using him early in the season, and then he disappeared again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe... You know, when they looked at the linebacker spot, you know, with the trades and some of the young guys they were trying to develop, you know, he became the odd man out again. So, yeah, it's been a curious career for him so far. And as Schottenheimer said yesterday, you know, he hopes he lands somewhere and maybe getting in a new situation helps him out. But was always a hard worker, good special teams guy. But, yeah, he never just flourished on a consistent basis. And then Winfrey, I can see, you know, they liked him in training camp until he got hurt.
Yep.
You know, another guy that kind of came out of nowhere, the UFL, and really showed up on the line. So, again, it seemed like when Schottenheimer talked about him yesterday that he was destined to get on the 53-man roster again.
Yeah, I do believe, Kevin, that there was a moment where he thought he was cut from the team.
Yes.
And then
remember that day?
Shotty was like, hey, no, I just had to explain to him, like, hey, this might be the last opportunity, and here's your chance to prove your worth. This is I think there are a lot of people that preseason-wise are very excited to see what he could possibly do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibly do with this group.
Yeah, and it's like kind of two guys coming out of nowhere, right?
Yep.
With James Houston, and now we'll see what he can do and if he can get active on game
Hold
day.
On a second now, Mickey. Would we say
he
James
came out of nowhere except for you?
We talked about Quinnen Williams yesterday, and we talked about impact for him personally. But what kind of impact did you think having him out there did have and can have for somebody like Kenny Clark?
Oh, I thought we saw it immediately on Monday night when they had a meeting at Geno Smith for that sack, right?
Right.
It was like, okay, you know, your chances are you're not going to be able to take care of both guys, and sometimes you're not going to be able to take care of either guy. And I think it's going to lessen the number of double teams that Kenny Clark has been facing. I remember after the Carolina game, I think I told you guys this, you know, they basically in the running game, you know, I know Rico Dottle, but it was that offensive line, and they were double teaming both tackles, so Osa and Kenny Clark, and just saying, you guys aren't going to stop us up the middle. And I asked Kenny Clark after the game the next week, I said, have you ever been double teamed that much in your career? I mean, we're talking, he's in his 10th season. He goes, I can't recall taking on that many double teams.
Mm.
And I said, well, you put in a whole day's work. I think that, you know, that's going to free him up some, too, if they say, well, can't double both of them. And the way Williams plays, he defeats double teams. And I think we saw that and we'll continue to see it. So, yeah, absolutely. It helps Kenny Clark. And it helps Osa Dugie,
yeah,
who I think had one of his better games too, because now he's like a true, you know, three technique guy that's going to take on single blocks because they're going to double team the other guy. And then if you go on their five-man front with five defensive linemen, then that spreads everybody out into more single blocks unless they're using a tight end or a running back to help out.
See, I'm glad that you brought that up because I was going to ask you about the prospect of what we saw and could we see more of Quinnen, Kenny, and Osa all out there at the same time, because I was kind of digging that.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, it was a look. I don't think they did it full time,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
But it was at times, and they're, you know, when they're preparing a game plan, you're looking at what that team does, and you go, okay, maybe in this situation, we're doing this. And sometimes if it's two tight ends or three tight ends, it's like, okay, we're going to match up. We're not going to mess around and say, all right, well, we're going to play three linebackers. Well, maybe you play two linebackers and an extra defensive lineman if their propensity in those formations is to run the football.
Okay, speaking of running the football, can you explain the running back situation for this team? I know Javonte is the guy that carries the ball the most. What's going on with Jaden Blue?
Yeah, somehow Jaden Blue, after that fumble, I think lost some confidence in the coaching staff. Because since then, they've been elevating Malik Davis as the backup running back without Miles Sanders available. And they've been using Hunter Lipke a little bit more to help out at fullback and using two running backs, right? And he's the second guy to help with the blocking. And then you saw them surprise him on a couple plays on third or fourth down, actually getting the ball to him. So, yeah, I don't know if Jaden Blue got himself in the doghouse, but I would think Malik Davis is close to being out of elevations, if I remember correctly.
Do you think he could average more yards per carry than Ashton Gentry did against the Cowboys?
Davis?
Yeah, no, I know Davis can do it. I meant Blue.
Oh, Blue. Yeah, I think he could.
Okay,
as long as he holds. Man, remember, and that was what his reputation was when he came to the Cowboys, and he didn't have any problem in training camp or preseason. But then that one popped up, and I don't know if that led to this or there was other reasons why that they lost trust in him so far.
How do we feel about more playing time for Siobhan Revell down the road here? How did he feel about his game, and how does...
Because I was surprised he got cornerback snaps in that game.
Yeah,
yeah, I was thinking they'd ease him in, you know, special teams or something like that. And they know, what did he get, 17, 19
yep.
snaps? And I thought you noticed him because, not because he got beat, but because... he was around the guy he was trying to cover. I think that if they get confidence in him and the way Kalen Carson played, maybe you trust your outside corners when they got to go nickel, and you can put Bland in the slot because, you know, he's done that quite a bit. But again, I think previously when they didn't have guys they trusted outside, it's like, well, now he's got to play outside. We'll put somebody inside. So you could see, Revel getting more and more snaps. And if Kalen Carson plays that way, then Bland can go in the slot, and you're not relying on either Reddy Stewart or Bridges or Elam to have to come in and play. And, you know, and those are guys that, you know, were kind of on the edge of the roster until the injury struck, and then you had to use them. And, you know, and that's why, you know, we sit there and go, well, what happened? What's going on at corner? Why is this happening? Well, you were playing guys that you probably didn't plan on having to start. You know, you were going to keep them on the team, you know, as backups, next man up. But can't have too many next men up in the secondary without getting burned.
Yeah, and I know this is not a new or revolutionary concept or anything, but it feels like Revel in particular kind of went back to the idea of how important practice is, especially in the more limited NFLPA days of fewer practices, but like making the most of that time.
Yeah, he made the most of his 21 days, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, and we got to remember, too, you know, the last time he played a football game was the third week in September, third game at East Carolina when he tore his ACL.
He wanted to be on that field bad.
Yeah.
and I would see him when, you know, he wasn't eligible to practice once they put him on injured reserve. But, you know, even in training camp, he was one of those guys that would stand in the background and kind of mimic what the guy that was in front of him actually playing was going to do. And he's got a really good nature. And if you look back into his career, what he did to try to get on at East Carolina was somewhat remarkable because this is a guy that, you know, didn't get any offers coming out of high school and was working graveyard shift, I believe, at like one of the transfer delivery companies. And East Carolina had a tryout day for guys that didn't get scholarships that can come in and work out. And if I remember the story correctly, he finished his shift at midnight, 1 o'clock, something like that. His dad picked him up, and they drove to East Carolina, got there first thing in the morning, to be able to get a workout, and he won a scholarship. So that tells you something about his work ethic.
Man, that is a tremendously fun story. That's what we depend on you for, Mickey. Thank you very much. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
All right, I'll be here. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.